What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, March 20th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Shares of Credit Suisse fell sharply following an emergency deal for rival Swiss bank UBS to buy the troubled lender for more than $3 billion. The agreement was prompted by an increasingly dire outlook at Credit Suisse, which the Journal reported had faced as much as $10 billion a day in customer outflows last week. The deal is expected to wipe out billions of dollars of Credit Suisse's riskiest bonds, rattling investors in the quarter-trillion-dollar market for similar European bank debt. Credit Suisse and UBS expect the deal to close by the end of the year. In response to turmoil in the banking sector, the U.S. Federal Reserve and five other major central banks are rolling out a coordinated effort to boost liquidity by moving dollars among themselves each day instead of once a week. The central banks then lend those dollars out to financial institutions to help backstop other countries' funding needs should strains emerge in global markets. The Fed says the change will continue at least through the end of April. Stock markets in Asia ended mostly lower and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures dropped amid concerns over whether First Republic Bank and other regional lenders that have been hit by sagging investor confidence can stabilize in the coming days. Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed Moscow's deepening political and economic relations with Beijing ahead of Chinese leader Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow starting today. In an article published in the Chinese Communist Party's flagship newspaper, Putin also hit out at the West for trying to contain the two countries' development. In an article published in the Kremlin's newspaper of record, the Chinese leader showed a desire to further deepen economic cooperation with Russia, though he fell short of signaling an aspiration for a formal alliance with Moscow. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. But what policy changes should investors be watching? Washington Wise is an original podcast for investors from Charles Schwab that unpacks the stories making news in Washington and how they may affect your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.